Well, we've got some elections upon us, and one that piqued my interest is a state representative race. It's Representatives District 134. There are, as you know, 150 state reps in the state of Texas. We have a majority Republican dominated state house, and yet there has been a great deal of frustration over what has occurred. We have Republicans at all the top levels at the state, from the governor to the lieutenant governor, Speaker of the House, of course, selected by the majority, but actually selected by more Democrats than Republicans. What's going wrong? Well, there's a little challenge going on here in Representative in District 134, Susana Docupil, admittedly someone I've known and admired for years. She's been a advisor on legal issues and constitutional issues to top Republicans for several years. She's been well-respected in the Harris County Republican Party. She is challenging a state representative, Sarah Davis, who is the incumbent. And Susana has been endorsed by Governor Abbott and the conservative and Tea Party groups. Susana Docupil is our guest. Susana, why run against an incumbent? It's a tough thing to do.
Well, I'm running against an incumbent Republican because the incumbent isn't voting like a Republican. She votes more like a Democrat than she votes like a Republican. And, you know, when I see, like we saw last session, our Republican majority in the House failing to pass a lot of really great conservative reforms, especially on property taxes, I just wanted to do something about that. And, you know, on the property tax front, when I hear over and over when I'm talking to voters that people are selling their homes and closing their businesses because they can't afford these skyrocketing property taxes, I think it was just really a tragedy that liberals in the House blocked the Senate's property tax reform package last session.
And you're saying that one of those liberals is Sarah Davis?
Absolutely.
And she's a Republican?
And she's a Republican.
How does that happen?
Well, it happens because sometimes people who run with an R by their name don't really necessarily hold to all of the what I would consider to be basic Republican values, like opposing taxing and spending cuts, if they say so at election time.
And you think that voters probably in the past have not been aware of that?
Oh, I absolutely do think they're not aware. My opponent has run every time since 2010 when she first got elected as a fiscal conservative. Now, she's pretty open about the fact that she's more moderate on some social issues, but she runs. And even in this race right now, I get flyers upon flyers from her campaign all saying conservative in really big letters. And the truth is that she goes to Austin and votes a different way.
It's an interesting conundrum that I think we are witnessing across the country, where we have moderate Republicans not doing what we want, and the question of can conservatives win the primaries and then take the general elections. And that's why I wanted to talk about this race. Susana, hold with us for just a moment. We're talking to Susana Docupil, state representative race, or District 134. She's challenging the Republican incumbent coming up.
Major League Infidel. Michael Berry.
Well, I'm a honky tonk man. Ain't a crazy style. Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old goodbye.
In Tennessee, Bob Corker, the moderate Republican there, has committed to stepping down, retiring, and a far more conservative congressman is running for that Senate seat and expected to be the next senator from Tennessee, although there will be a challenge. Now the moderates in D.C. are begging Corker. The news announced this morning, Corker said, I might be willing to go back just so the Mitch McConnell faction will have a representative. This split of conservatives versus moderates, when the moderates tend to take control of the machinery, and the machinery is often former Democrats manipulating moderate Republicans, is a split that we're watching across the country. And we're even seeing it in Texas, where you see moderate Republican State Representative Sarah Davis, now being challenged by far more conservative Susanna Docupil in a state representative's race. Susanna, what's it like to run against an incumbent when the message is, yeah, we have a Republican in there, but not a Republican that's doing what our platform says we're committed to?
Well, like you said, the political establishment likes to protect incumbents. They do. It's safe. They have an investment in that relationship, and they want to protect their investment more than they're interested in getting maybe the person who ideally supports their views on issues. I mean, I've heard this in my campaign many times, that people tell me that they agree with me more on the issues, but for all sorts of reasons, they tell me they're not going to go against my opponent, even though they agree with me more, based on, you know, a relationship or quite literally an investment of a past political contribution or whatever. So for me, I have to go outside the political establishment to win this race and take my message directly for the voters. And so that's one of the reasons I'm really grateful to be on the show this morning, to tell all of your listeners that I'm the real conservative in this race. And if people like what they're hearing this morning, I'd love for them to go to my website at www.susannaforstaterep.com and sign up to volunteer to help us to get our conservative message out and win this race.
Governor Abbott's coming to town to highlight a rally for you, and he has endorsed you over the Republican incumbent, which was considered a big and a bold move. Why did he do that?
Well, I think he did that for two reasons. Number one, he knows me and he knows my values. Many years ago, I worked for then Attorney General Greg Abbott under his deputies Don Willett, Ted Cruz, and Jim Ho. And I worked on religious liberty issues like keeping the words under God in the Texas Pledge. So I think he's supporting me because he knows me and he believes that I will be a good conservative voice in the House of Representatives. But the second reason is because he's opposing my opponent. My opponent is the most liberal Republican in the House, and she opposed nearly all of Governor Abbott's conservative all-star agenda in the special session, with all sorts of great stuff in there like school choice and eliminating the gross margins tax and capping state spending. And I think he knows that if I win, I'm going to be just as solid of a voice for conservative values as she stood against it.
How much is Susanna Docupil is our guest. She is running as a state representative candidate in District 134. How much has your opponent raised, do you believe?
Well, in the last financial reports, we had raised roughly the same amount, actually. We were both right around the $250,000 mark, but all in, she started with a big head start. And this is one of the other challenges of going up against an incumbent, because they come in with a big campaign war chest. But in terms of what we've raised since we got into this race versus what she's raised, we're pretty much neck and neck. But she had a big head start, and that's what we have to overcome.
Sure it is. Sure it is. In your mind, I mean, take about a minute to 2 minutes to talk about where you think the agenda needs to be in the state house and in our state government. We've had Republican dominance at the top levels, and it feels like we're still not able. We did accomplish tort reform, and I'm very proud of that, but it feels like there is still so much to be done, and yet even with our majorities, we're not accomplishing that.
Right. Well, I think the number one thing that Republicans need to do is basically have a bit more of a backbone when they go to Austin, you know, to really stand for what they believe in. I mean, we often say we believe in limited government, cutting taxes, cutting spending, and then whenever we actually have a chance to do it, and this is at the national level too, you know, you see a lot of our Republicans who suddenly, they sort of decide to start compromising and they get a little squishy on their principles. And that's one area where I believe I can really make a difference, because I have a 20-year track record of being a movement conservative and backing all sorts of candidates and causes that weren't popular at the time, but were right on the principles, and I'm not going to change. But some areas that I really want to work on if I get to Austin is really property tax reform. That, for me, is the number one issue for this district and in my race and really across the state of Texas. We're seeing property taxes skyrocket, and people are having to sell their homes and close their businesses. And the only way that we're going to get relief on that, I think, is if we follow the governor's plan to get 2.5% annual caps on the revenue increases, so that we just have, if we give the government less money to play with, then we can start to sort of rein in government overreach.
Well, and I think we're even seeing that in D.C. where we're watching these caps busted even by Republicans, and they're going to spend what they have. And the only way to stop the spending and force them to make tough decisions is to put these artificial caps ahead of time. And if nothing else, it gives them an excuse to say, well, we couldn't break the caps, so I had to cut spending on this project or that project.
Exactly. And that's the thing, I think, across the board. I mean, I'm a limited government person, and I want to, if I get to Austin, I'm going to be looking to cut government waste and get the government out of our lives and put more of your tax dollars back in your pocket. But the only way we can do that is, like you said, give people limits, just hard limits, so that the money just simply isn't there to spend.
What's your website again?
www.susannaforstaterep.com.
There you have it. Susanna Docupil, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
I have known Susanna for, I don't know, 20 years. I actually met her at about the time I met Ted Cruz. There were a group of us young conservatives in the late 90s, about the turn of the millennium. And Susanna was never the person out front. In fact, I was shocked to see her running for office, because she's always been one of those people writing briefs all the way up to the Supreme Court on conservative issues. She's always been one of those people writing the policy documents that the Ted Cruzes and Greg Abbotts and those folks would use in debates, in legal arguments. Incredible, incredible conservative mind, incredible understanding of the framework of our Constitution and how it overlays what we do. And frankly, I said this at the time she ran. I said, Susanna, people like you don't typically run for public office. You're too smart. But I'm glad she is, and I hope she wins. Susanna Docupil, she's running for state representative in District 134. All right, lots to get to coming up.